The sun is shining outside. The tour buses are crowding the streets of Washington. It is spring, finally, I think. I was doing some spring cleaning myself a few weekends ago, and I found these in my basement, which really are a relic in my house, which has been wired to cable since before my children were born. And I found that children today can't tell the difference between the 100-plus cable channels that are available to them and the broadcast channels. Americans now have more media choices, more sources of news and information, and more varied entertainment programming available to them than ever before. A generation ago, only science fiction writers dreamed of satellite-delivered television. Cable was little more than a delivery platform for broadcast signals, and the seeds of the Internet were just being planted in a government project. Today, hundreds of channels of video programming are available in every market in the country, and via the Internet, Americans can access virtually any information, anywhere, anytime, on any topic. Nonetheless, while the march of technology has brought us unprecedented access to information and programming, our broadcast ownership rules continue to reflect a bygone era. The poet James Russell Lowell cautioned us not to attempt the future's portal with the past's blood-rusted key. Our rules are about as rusty as they can be. Many of them have been called into question, reversed, or outright vacated by the court. What remains is a patchwork of unenforceable and indefensible restrictions that, while laudable in principle, utterly fail to serve the interests they purport to serve. The item before you includes proposed rules that will provide a shiny new key for the digital future. These rules will serve our competition, diversity, and localism goals in highly targeted ways, and together they form a comprehensive framework that is responsive to today's media environment. I cannot adequately express my gratitude to the staff of the Industry Analysis Division, in particular to Paul Gallant, in the few moments that I have here, but they have set the standard, in my mind, for dedication and hard work. And if the chair will indulge me, I would like to take just a moment to identify the 2002 biennial ownership team by name. They are Bob Radcliffe, Manya Baghdadi, Judy Herman, Roger Holberg, Danny Bring, Scott Roberts, Keith Brown, John Scott, Tom Tanasevich, George Williams, Amy Brett, Aaron Dozier, Deborah Saborin, Julie Salavara, Beth Valinati, Patrick Weber, Jane Furnett, Ann Levine, Tim May, Rita McDonald, and Linda Senecal. We also received terrific support from John Levy and Simon Wilkie in OSPPA, from Tom Spavins in the Enforcement Bureau, and from Marilyn Sohn, Joel Kaufman, Nandan Joshi, and Linda Kinney from the Office of General Counsel.